Lori Lyons and Terry Hoskins are co-directors of the camp this year, which is based at the Gale Grotto. Lyons describes some of the things the kids are doing this week.
We go out to Illini Skate Land. This year we're going to go to Wiener Works, Lincoln Lanes. Today we've got Zeke's Eats out here and some slushies, and we're going on boat rides. We're going to make a day trip over to the trampoline park in Champaign. So, yeah, we got a lot of activities planned for today, for this week.
On Wednesday, the 5 to 11-year-olds at this week's camp got to go on boat rides on Lake Vermilion. The boats were provided by some members of the Gale Grotto and the Danville Boat Club. Lyons has been helping lead the Ambuck summer camps for over four decades.
I love Ambuck Summer Camp. This is so much fun. The smiles on the kids' faces, the joy that we bring to them with our activities. And I really feel like, too, the relief we give to the parents for their kids to get to experience these kind of activities and just get a break in the summer.
Lyons says there are about 35 children attending this week's camp, and next week's camp will involve 45 young people with disabilities. They range in age from children in middle school to 22. There's no cost for young people to attend the camps, so Lyons was asked where the money comes from to run them.
Well, the Ambucks do a raffle, and then we get money from our Ambucks Friday nights, the sponsors and the sales of the beer and the drinks that they provide out there at Ambucks Friday nights.
There are also some sponsors that help with the camps. Although Lyons has been helping to lead the Ambucks summer camps for more than 40 years, she's not sure what year they started. She added the Gale Grotto's been a great partner over those years.
The Gale Grotto is so great to partnership with them. They provide us with this facility and have since day one of camp. They provide our boats and our drivers. The ladies of the grotto make sure every one of those kids get a life jacket on. And they're providing the Zeke's Eats and the slushies for us today.
The grotto upgraded its playgrounds, including adding a pirate ship in recent years. Other improvements included making the restrooms more accessible for those with disabilities. There are extra precautions being taken this week due to the very hot weather. Even Danville firefighters have helped. Some firefighters sprayed water for the kids to enjoy on Tuesday. I'm Bill Pickett.